Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio number 558. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Jeremy Mays. What is up, good sir?
Not much here, man. How are you?
You know, considering the circumstances, doing pretty well, all in all. As I've noted on OPA, the office that I happen to work for is still busy, so there is work to be done. I'm trying to simulate a actual day as best as possible. but that is not exactly perfect.
What the hell is that in the background?
I could not hit mute. I think a candle is blocking the receptor a little bit for my TV. So what is this? It's one of those. Oh, it's the Cleveland show.
Okay, I was like, that's not what it sounded like. So, like, I mean, if we're gonna do that in the background, sure. But
yes.
Wow.
Alright. Someone that...
So I have now forgotten everything you just said. So...
Well, that sounds like a perfect way to start this show.
Wow. I mean, it's been a while, but Jesus. I'm in the same boat here, working from home. And it's kind of weird doing a show in the daytime.
Just kind of thinking that myself, because I was like, oh, well, when we're on site, you know, at, say, a WrestleMania, normally we'll do one, but then I was like, no, it's not really during the day, most of the time. Like, it's first thing in the, we tend to do it either late at night, right after the event, or more recently, we've decided to sleep on it and do it the next morning. So there isn't usually a whole lot of afternoon recordings, but with my office network down, I figured, what the hell? I just checked it.
Lack of enthusiasm for mine. So how was it working at home with you and the wife sharing space?
We maybe realized at some point there needed to be some time in which neither of us were in the same room. We're used to being around each other all weekend, obviously. But the whole being together during the weekday, you're like, oh, wow, okay, I've seen them a lot today. Like, you don't realize, since both of us go into an office, like, it's something, nothing, you know, it's like one of those, well, it is what it is, you know, as far as working, like, you know, you need to work. But, seeing someone all the time, it's something. That was the other thing, is that we were kind of behind some of the states. Like, I want to say that, well, I know that, like, Ken got sent home a week earlier, and my office is just in one large building, but there's just us and another tenant in the building, and the other tenant was home the week prior too. So it really, the whole quarantine thing didn't really hit us until last week, when we actually had to be home. So it really has been just, you know, I feel like we got a handle on things after the first week, honestly. Like, it got a little crazy on Thursday and Friday, I think, were the worst. I think we ironed things out and everything's good to go now. Because that was kind of funny. Ken, the one week, Ken's like, no, I'm too stir crazy. I can't do a show this week.
Oh, wow. I figured that would have been a nice outlet, to be honest.
That's what I was just like, Huh? Like, you can't spare a little bit of free time? You guys have been together for, like, the... Because his daughter had, you know, the schools had already gotten called off but a week or two before... oh, yeah, the week before the business mandate came down. So she was already home. He had been sent home by his job. His wife already worked at home. So... you know, that that lovely convergence happened all at one time, too. So, yeah, I would have thought it was going to be a an outlet. He did not feel that way. And who, oh, there one time I hit up Chris and I'm just like, hey, what you doing on Friday night? And he's like, I got something. I'm like, huh? Like, what do you got right now?
Yeah, because isn't Michigan's on the same thing, right?
They're in the state. Yeah, Michigan's in the same boat. I'm just like, the hell? Like, and it wasn't like one of those ones where I hit him up at like 10 p.m. or something like that. I want to say I hit him up sometime in the early afternoon, like nowish, and said, hey, what do you think? Because the wife had already expressed that she was tired in the early afternoon. I'm like, hey, man, I might have time to do a show tonight. What do you think? He's like, nah, have something planned. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. I got nothing planned. I may as well fill up as much time with podcasting time as humanly possible. It's going to pass the time.
It's pretty weird. Yeah, it's pretty weird. Like if, as far as I'm, like, for us working together, she's in one room, I'm in the other. So, you know, the only time we interact for the most part is when I hear her hemming and hawing about something from work. And my favorite part is, you'll just hear this. And then I turn around, and all you see is this little woman just pouting over her mouse and just moving around with, like, pouty lips. And I'm like, so this is what the people that you work with have to put up with every single day.
I guess that's the other thing that I didn't mention. Like, my wife and I are working, like, technically we're in different rooms because I'm in the kitchen and she's in the dining room. But the only thing really separating us is the opening between the kitchen and the dining room. So,
we have a kitchen table, and I have my back to her as well, so...
Yeah.
Can't even make eye contact or anything.
I can't... If it was warm enough, and, like... Because we were out in the sunroom all weekend, but the temperature decided to drop, like, 20 degrees again. So, there's no... you know, I could work from the sunroom, or she could work from the sunroom, if the conditions are right. These are the cons of having a basically exterior space in a cold weather state.
Yeah. No, it is. Cold weather has not been an issue here. It was 87 on Saturday, Friday or Saturday, one of the two. Then it was 80 degrees Sunday. Yeah, it was... We've been okay in that respect. So,
yeah, I mean, it really, it's been a very mild winter, all things considered. Like, there, I would not have minded having a dog this winter because it rarely dipped below 32, and if it did, it was like 30. So it never got terribly cold this past winter, but it's still not. There's not enough wall material there to keep things warm. It's definitely subject to the elements.
Yeah, I haven't visited yet, but I've seen the pictures. I'm like, yeah, that's probably not going to work out. So. So what have you been doing to fill the time? I mean, I know, like, you went somewhere, but, like, last few weekends, we haven't really done anything.
You saw part of it. I've been working... on some graphic stuff for Stunt Granny, because it's just like, it had been on a list, and doing the beer stuff had always trumped getting some of that stuff done. Oh, and you know what? I keep on forgetting. I did finish that up. I need to post my best beers in Columbus for 2019.
I was actually going to mention that to you once we were done. I keep seeing it sitting there, but I wasn't sure what you were doing with it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was trying to figure out a perfect day to post it. I'm like, dude, just post it. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Because I was waiting. Like, I worked away at it a little bit in kind of fits and spurts, but I did finish it up probably before the whole pandemic thing was really in full swing. But I was just like, well, I might have needed to put pictures in still, and I went back and put pictures in, at least for the top 10 beers. I have pictures. So yeah, that's ready to go. So that was something, and I keep on meaning to, I know that there's a little bit of a process to getting us on Spotify. That's one of those other, to-do list things that we'll need to be gotten around to. So yeah, it's kind of funny that it does help to have the website to blow some time in the meantime here. So yeah, kind of self-improvement. I feel like at least with our good friends at AIW have been paying attention to us a little bit more with our support of their brand. Maybe we can open things up to some new followers, I would hope. You know, it's only taken 12 years. But, you know, it would help. Like, I do think that, and I told you that I'm getting a little more comfortable with the software, so I'm hoping that making the graphics becomes, you know, more than just theoretically, the more that I do it, the better I'll get at it. Whether it becomes quicker or not is a different thing. There's always the possibility that I'll get more picky as things move along, which will keep things at a similar pace.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of walking, and then we, like, so not this past week, the weekend before, that was, well, see, how long have you been under the stay-at-home thing?
Just since, I went into the office, this past Monday, not yesterday, but the Monday before that, I was in the office for, you know, the full day. I put in my regular 9 hours on Monday and then I was home. So that's why I don't, you know, why things didn't, 'cause it was kind of funny. Like it was my, I know that my older brother and my sister were both in Virginia, so they got sent home. Well, A, my sister's a teacher, so she got sent home when the schools got sent home. And then she had to, but she was kind of busy because she had to start planning online schooling after, like, a couple of days after that. So, I mean, she's kind of, you know, had some stuff to do still. And my older brother can work from home too, but yeah. But they were on lockdown the week before us, I guess, in Virginia. And I think Pennsylvania was a couple of days ahead of Ohio for the stay-at-home stuff, too. So my younger brother had been at home. But he also has his own, like, he literally has a room that is his office. that was already there. Like, he didn't, because his actual office is like a 45-minute drive from his house.
Ryan's is 45-minute drive? God damn.
Yeah, it's down in Washington there.
Oh, okay. I was just there a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a quaint little place.
Yeah, so he isn't right there, just at his office. So he does work from home quite a bit. Anyway,
I do anyway. So we've been, is this week three or four for working from home?
So yeah, like I said, this is only week two for us. Right, so yeah. I don't know if it's three or four for you. That's
This is week three for us, essentially. It's week three.
Oh, okay.
And I usually work from home, like, most of the time anyways, which is great. But I could also go and go to the gym. I could go and go to the store, or, you know, something like that. So it's kind of weird. And then ours was supposed to be done on April 16th. So, and I'm like, that's not so far away. And then somebody told me, hey, you know, it's still March, right? Like, oh, shit. And then I'm just looking at, like, the calendar on the desktop here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only March 31st. And then, so I'm like, that's not so bad. That's only 2 weeks then. Well, then now the state now has come down and said, no, it's till the end of April. It's like, well, shit. But yes, but when they put the orders down, it was what we'd already been doing anyways, so like, whatever.
Oh.
But I was telling, you'll appreciate this more, Shahid, because he doesn't drink. But so we, you know, where we live, we're so close to the brewery, so we're like, well, why don't we just throw on our cooler backpack and go around to the breweries and buy beer so we can have it for home. You get exercise and you're giving back, you're buying local, right? So we go over Sugar Creek. We went to Sugar Creek, Red Clay, and a bunch of other places. And one of the places we stopped at, I was like, hey, can we get a beer to go? And they're like, absolutely. Do you understand how liberating that is? You're walking around with an open container, walking in between brewery to brewery, just on the main, like, on the main roads, just in plain sight, just drinking while you're walking around. I'm 46 years old. And I know we did it in New Orleans. We've done it in Savannah. But when you're not supposed to be doing it, it is still, like, it is still fun. So we drank in between going from one to the other. It was great.
Yeah. We've had the good occasion. Like, there are a couple of the beer festivals that are held out on the street here in Columbus. And it gives you a similar feeling that you shouldn't be doing it, which is, you know, obviously I know that it's still legal at that point because you do have to have a permit for people to be at a drinking festival outside.
Oh, right.
But still, it gives you a similar vibe. And that should just be one of those things that's just legal.
It should, yes.
You know, All the stuff that people go through for tailgate parties, like, that's just some of the most ridiculous, asinine stuff. Because I know that Ohio State has their own policy, which, you know, is just complete silliness. It's just like, oh, pretend like you're not drinking, even though we know that everyone out here is pretty much bombed.
So, like,
can we just stop with the pretend part, please?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, we have so many backwards laws, like, not backwards, contradictory laws, I guess. I don't know what word I'm looking for. But like the obvious one that everyone's fallback is, well, prostitution's illegal, but pornography's not. In pornography, you actually have hard evidence. That, like, these chicks are getting paid. And guys, too, for that matter. So it's just very weird. But, like, the whole drinking thing, whenever we're in New Orleans, I know that took the first time we were there, it took a second to get used to. Especially when we walked by cops, and we had beers in our hands. That was weird.
Yeah.
That's where your younger self takes over. It's like, fuck, and you gotta dump it real quick.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you remember, who was it, when we were at Glen Morris, we were party hopping during Halloween, and one of our friends decided to take their beer with them in between stops, and got hit up by an undercover.
Oh, I remember this. I don't remember who that was. Was it Scott?
I don't think it was Scott, because I think Scott made it through. Because I think you, him, and I had just taken a shot at Everclear, so we did not feel the need to take a beverage anywhere.
Yeah, this one's coming back to me. I might have been...
Because I think it was a female friend of ours.
That had to have been either Amanda or Diane. Because those were the two closest. Cindy,
oh,
I think.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Diane.
Which is really funny. I really wish I could remember who it was, but which is very funny because she was always like the mousy, quiet one. And the idea that she was the one that would like just walk out with a drink and like then get caught. I mean, it's not funny because, well, it is funny. Nothing happened.
Yeah, whatever. She got a fine or whatever it was. Like, it's, you know, whatever.
No, I remember one of Scott's friends, I think, he came in town and we were walking back from downtown. And, you know, it's not that far of a walk, but, you know, after you've been drinking all night, I remember they got the light shined on by a cop driving by because they were in between buildings taking a leak. They were trying to explain it. And the cop's like, I know what you're doing. He's like, zip it up. Get going. And he's like, man, we're not doing anything. He's like, why are you in the alley then? You break it in? And he's like, no. And he was like, then you're doing one of two things. He's like, all right, we're out of here. I was like, all right.
They just needed a second to shake before they they zipped up.
Yeah, and for this, like, for any female listeners, that's not a comfortable feeling, having to suddenly stop. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Were you with us? It was another one of us. I think it was one of Tom's friends. If you remember Tom. We were going to see Clutch, and his friend drank the entire way from Kent to the show. It was in Scott's truck, and he was in the back going down, like, whatever. I don't remember what the highways are there, but.
Right.
He had to pee in a bottle, and he actually threw the bottle out the back of the truck.
Oh, my God.
You're not keeping the bed of my truck? And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? We get to the show, and it was at the Agora. But remember, the Agora has, like, the main theater part, right?
Yeah.
But then remember how they had the small section in back?
Uh-huh.
That's where they were playing.
Oh, wow.
There was also, like, the lounge.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is way back. So, he found a recliner chair or like a big leather chair, sat down and missed the entire show. He passed out and missed the entire thing. We come out drenched in sweat. We're like, it was fucking great. Like, where were you? It's like, wait a minute, what? The show started. Yeah, you wouldn't get up. So.
Oh. Yeah, I did not go to that show. And that was one of the reasons I rarely drank at a concert. Cuz I am in full mosh pit retirement. You know, if I wasn't gonna bounce into Slayer's mosh pit, I think I'm pretty well at peace at enjoying the metal without getting into a mosh pit, because my body does not want to do that bullshit anymore.
Man, I'm telling you, most of the places now have signs up that say no moshing, no stage diving, no body surfing. And immediately, as soon as the band started up, they're like, and they just start doing it anyways.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't want to get sued. And that's what it comes down to. The venues don't want to get sued from people falling, hurting themselves.
Yeah.
Which is weird that's not weird. I guess it's more responsible, but I never once thought that. When we were getting in all that stuff, I mean, I never once thought, you know what? I'm going to mess myself up doing this. I mean, I've gotten kicked, punched, whatever else, but it never occurred to me that I could get seriously hurt in doing that stuff. I just thought it was fun.
I didn't even think anything that much of it. The two worst incidents that I had was, it was one guy crowd surfing, I think it was during Slipknot. It might have been during Machine Head. I can't remember, because it was Slipknot, Machine Head, and Cold Chamber, I think, was the headliner, which is
Jesus, that's a weird.
Hilarious. Yeah, well, it was like just after Slipknot's first album had come out. So they weren't. Well, I mean, they got pretty popular pretty quickly. So, but that bill was pretty weird. Like the two better bands were the first two bands, and then Cold Chamber came on. But a guy was crowd surfing and he got thrown into the back of my head, and he had steel-toed boots on, and it cracked open the back of my skull. And that wasn't even from moshing. I was up front, on the guardrail looking at the stage. So that was one time, the only time I guess that I was really hurt moshing really badly was at a Fear Factory show. I went for a headbang and my head went down and someone's elbow came up at the same time. And I broke, that's the second time I broke my nose. So.
Wait, the boot one, that was when you went to the hospital, right?
Yeah, ended up going to the hospital because Ken and I, because it was the first weekend that Ken was in Columbus. We went back home, watched the Steelers-Browns game, and then we went to the hospital. After, because I think it was after the third quarter, the Steelers were just trouncing them because it was the first game back for the Browns after they had moved to Baltimore. And
that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was. Like, the Browns have had a team again since '99, and yeah.
Well, it's funny. The only time I really got messed up, I didn't even know. I think it was 93.3, The Planet in Greenville. They had like their birthday show. Mudvayne was the headliner, and this was like the last good Mudvayne album, which I'm sure people are like, when was there a good one? Anyways, so it's the same thing. I'm just watching the show, and all of a sudden I just feel this sharp pain in the back of my head. Like right around my ear, and I'm like, "What the hell?" Which is actually the side of my head, I guess. But I was like, "What the hell was that?" I thought someone threw something. No idea what it was, and I guess it must have been someone's foot. I was bleeding like crazy. I had no idea. I had a dark shirt on, and then it was getting nighttime out, so you couldn't see anything. Well, we went to a bar afterwards, and I went like this. I'm like, "What the hell is in my hair?" Like, my hair was a little bit longer back then. And I'm like, the hell is that? I look, and I'm like, is that dirt? Like, did someone throw, like, a mud ball? Is that what hit me? And then it was with the ex, and she's like, hang on. So she turns the car light on. She's like, oh, my God, you have a gash in your head.
Oh.
I'm like, what? And it had already closed up. So it was just a residual. And it turns out, no, you could see the blood, like, all over my shirt when we got to the bar. And I was like, what happened to you? And I'm like, I don't know. I just start bleeding. My head hurt and I'm bleeding. And that's literally the only time I think I would have got messed up with that Butthole Surfer show. But luckily I was paying attention. That was the one where you weren't with us.
No, I didn't go to Butthole Surfers.
We met. Well, that was another weird one. It was the Flaming Lips were the opener. Stone Temple Pilots were the middle act.
Oh.
And this is when they were skyrocketing.
Yeah.
And then Butthole Surfers were the headliner. And a couple takeaways. Butthole Surfers were awesome. Stone Temple Pilots were pretty good. I didn't get Flaming Lips at the time. I didn't get it. Well, so as soon as Stone Temple Pilots are over, Gibby Clark comes out. He's the lead singer of the Butthole Surfers. He has a fucking shotgun. And people are leaving. He's like, where are you cocksuckers going? Shh. Boom! He's let shoot the shotgun off.
Oh my god!
It's like holy shit! It was blanks, but still, that's a startling thing, and it won people over because you can see people turn around like, "What the hell's going on?" And it started filling back up. Like, we got to see these animals, and then so they're just doing all sorts of weird shit like they usually do. But they start playing one song where he uses his voice like almost like a Donald Duck voice. because he's famous for like changing his voice on songs.
Uh-huh.
And all strobes, the entire song was a strobe light. And this is at Nautica, outside. It was crazy. And I just see this guy running at me, like fist cocked. And I'm like, oh shit. And I just laid him out. Like, nope. I struck first before he could get to me. That would have been like, he unfortunately ended up the way he was going to do to me. And I don't feel bad about it to this day either. So.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of... You mentioned not knowing about your head wound. I was in the same boat, where if the guy behind me hadn't... The guy tapped me on the shoulder and was like, hey, dude, you're bleeding. And I'm like, whatever. And then a second guy's like, no, like, you are really bleeding. And I was like, I don't know. Like, my hair was... Like, I ended up feeling my hair. I'm like, oh, my God, it is soaked. Like, it was probably down to my shoulders at that point. It wasn't as long as it got later, but it was still pretty long the time. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah, I probably need to do something about this.
Do you get staples?
Well, yeah, because they stopped the bleeding and gave me a head wrap at the concert, and I finished out the concert.
That's right. Okay, so
And then the hospital gave me the stitches or staples, whatever it exactly was. I don't recall specifically.
Well, apparently if you've had staples, you know you had staples. So I'm going to guess stitches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I've heard staples are just terrible. Man, it's exactly as it sounds. They have a medical stapler.
Yeah, I would think that it would be hard to, because there just isn't a whole lot of room to staple down on the top of your head.
I know.
I would think that might be something that you got to go into a little fleshier part of the body than the cranium.
Gross. Just nasty stuff. No, it's just funny, the stuff we used to do that was fun. And
oh.
Like... I'm not like one of these, like, whatever, I don't understand, like, people now, but I do look at some stuff and go, well, stuff just changed, you know? Like,
oh.
It's not, you can't get, obviously by the signs, you can't get away with that stuff anymore. So, it's just weird. I don't know, like where'd the shift come from? Because remember the Jackass guys, that's how they made their entire fortune. Their entire name was... They were doing that stuff without a TV show, and now it's huge. And if I still, like, sometimes they play the reruns of that stuff, and I still laugh at it. But that kind of stuff, like, having a group of people do that just doesn't exist anymore, as far as I know.
No, you've got to do something that's, I don't really want to use the word productive, but I'm trying to find a better word and it's not really hitting me currently. But I'm thinking of like, I watched Nitro Circus for a while, whereas Travis Pastrana and a bunch of his friends doing all kinds of different bike tricks.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing to me that... It has a Jackass feel to it, but, you know, there's definitely a little more science and planning. Like, it's not, hey, why don't you put this car up your rectum in a condom and then...
still funny. I don't care. It's still dude, that still cracks me up. The doctor saying, now you go home. Don't tell anyone about this. Like, a doctor is saying that. God damn, that's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a little more science to Nitro Circus, but, I mean, I feel like you need to kind of be on that type of level. Like, you can kind of, you know, to me that is at least born from something like Jackass. But it's a little more cleaned up is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah. Now, supposedly they're working on a Jackass 4.
Oh.
And I'm like, guys, no. That's, you know, unfortunately, one already has died. But it's like, you know, we don't need one of you guys dying, or like, Bam Majera is a giant mess still. Steve O's finally like not doing drugs and all that stuff. Like, that's like kind of the hidden part of that, is how messed up all those guys got. Well, they're self and just regular, you know, everyday life, whatever else. But they really got lost in how badly they beat themselves up, and then what like they did. You know, they're responsible for their own actions. I get it, but just like what they did to cope with it. So.
Oh.
Or just getting to do fame if you want that thing. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, and I guess that kind of goes back to the concerts in and of the fact that those guys were doing it consistently. I think that might have been the one thing that that saved our bodies a little bit, is the fact that I know I went to a lot of concerts while I was in school. That was not something that was like a weekly thing. Maybe monthly.
Right. Yeah. I always bring this up, but Peabody's Down Under.
Yeah.
The pole of Staples in the middle of the mosh pit, just, I guess maybe, like, it's funny, like, looking back, like, you're trying to figure out how, like, why your attitude is the way it is as you get older, and it's like, you know what, we dealt with dangerous shit all the time that we put ourselves into.
Oh.
So when something dangerous comes up, like the virus thing, I'm now taking preventative measures because I've seen like what it's doing to some people, not the majority, mind you, some people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather not go through that. So, okay, I'll not be stubborn. But
yeah,
that sort of stuff just doesn't scare me because I was willing to throw myself around and letting people beat up on you and you beating back on them, and then potentially running into a greater, like, willingly, like, oh shit, like, everyone knew you had to stay away from that pole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was, I can't believe that I never really got myself gored on that thing at any time, to be frank. And maybe it's just because I do feel like a couple of the concerts, like, we saw Weezer there. So that wasn't really a mosh pity crowd.
No, it was not.
Because were they the headliner? Or were they? Who was that other local? Oh, Local H opened for them.
No, Local H was the headliner that Orange 9mm opened for.
Oh, that's what it was.
Because I remember we left and we ran into the guys in Orange 9mm. Like, you guys taking off? We're like, yeah, he's like, oh, not big Local H fans. Like, no, we gotta get back to class or school anyways. Just lie to me so we don't sound like dicks. So, you know.
Yeah, well, they kept on talking to me, so they were fine with me spending a shit ton of my money on them.
Yep. Yeah, no kidding. Boy, you know what? The one concert shirt, two concert shirts I wish I still had, but I wore them out, so that's why. Was the Orange 9mm one. They had the anime character, the Robotech character.
Oh, yeah.
Rick, I think, was his name? Anyways, it was a Robotech character, which is clearly licensing infringement or, you know, breaking licensing laws.
Yeah.
And then the Butthole Surfers one, where it had the child with three eyes and, like, holding out the signs of, like, a triangle, like the Illuminati sign.
Oh.
I love those shits. And they just, I just wore them out, you know?
Yeah. The Orange 9mm shirts one, because I didn't have that one. I think I just had, like, this strange, it was one of the few non-black concert t-shirts I got.
It was white.
Yeah, and it had just, like, blue font, and it just said Orange 9mm, and I just kind of liked the font, honestly. Like, there really wasn't a whole lot complicated to that shirt.
Wait a minute, was that the one that says, now I've got the gun to your head on the back of it?
It probably did, yeah.
I remember we went to a record store in Columbus or something, you were wearing that. And I remember this guy yelling at you, you ain't putting no gun to my head. And we're like, oh God, go away, homeless guy. Just shut up. Shut up, man, fuck off.
This is why I don't want stuff on the back of my shirts anymore.
I hate stuff on the back of my shirt. I'll see, like, some of, like, the Bray Wyatt shirts are kind of cool, but then it's always got some dumbass crap on the back. I'm like, no, just like, remember when they did the Muscle Man dance?
Oh, yeah.
And they had, like, they put a shirt out for it, and then it had something on the back of it. It's like, stop it.
Yeah.
You don't need to see me coming and going, just coming. That's it.
Yeah, I do like, because I feel like the couple of shirts I've gotten haven't had too much on the back, because I got the Johnny Gargano one, and I think it just has his little, like, face on the back of it, just, like, up near the neck, and I feel like the Usos has something similar to that. Oh, or no, does that have a full thing on the back? No, I think theirs is pretty generic on the back too, like where it's just like a symbol, like on that, you know, the kind of upper neck part. So yeah, there are still too many of the WWE shirts that have some type of dumb statement that you're like, yeah, you just lost me on that one. Like, I don't want that on there. Like, just let me have the Muscle Man.
Yeah, it was funny. Or even the one where it had Bray Wyatt dressed up with, like, the chainsaw. Remember that one? That was a good one, too. But then it's got some dumbass crap on the back. I'm like, no. The whole purpose of it is to engage you. And it makes you go, what is that? And then you go and kind of look for it. Like, it's not... I know it's marketing, which is why they do it for each wrestler. But some people don't want, you know... Like, they don't want that. Like, some people would wear... Honestly, some of the designs that they come out with the wrestling shirts, you can wear it out. Like, excuse me, you can wear it in public, and it looks like you're just wearing some cool shirt.
Oh.
Other ones do not. They just don't. And, yeah, I don't know why they don't... They haven't figured this out yet. And I think it was Eric. Eric was the one that said Edge. He always quoted Edge... that he wanted his shirts to make it so that people could wear them out in public and they wouldn't know it was a wrestling shirt or something like that.
Oh.
Not that he was embarrassed by it, but just so that it would just kind of like, hey, that's really cool. So.
Yeah.
But speaking of wrestling, you mentioned him. How have you been watching wrestling? Like, are you still watching it or are you just like, all right, I'll catch it when I catch it?
I'm still kind of watching it at the regular time for the most part. It has been really weird. Like, if I hadn't stopped doing the blog posts like 3 weeks ago or whatever it was, this 100% would have killed doing the blog posts. Like, there's no way to blog about what's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The WWE, like, I did find last night that I felt like it was a pretty, you know, it's kind of funny, and maybe it's just part expectation, but it just kind of felt, for the most part, like a normal go-home show.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of good, like, well, and you mentioned Edge, I think, but, you know, him and Randy Orton had built up enough animosity before the pandemic hit that their feud wasn't really hurt moving forward. And I thought, because did Orton get to talk or was it just Edge last night?
As far as I know, just Edge. My answer to that was, I watch it when I want. Like, so I'm not. I'm up to date on what's going on, minus spoilers, obviously. But I don't make it a point of watching right now. It's the no crowd thing is very, very weird. So
it's really off-putting. Like,
it really kind of exposes, I told this to Shahid, it kind of exposes wrestling for being goofy as hell. Other people think it's stupid, think it's goofy, whatever else. But by not having a crowd there to cover up, like, what the action, it's just weird.
Well, and I was just going to say, like, I was kind of hoping, and I know I probably said this to Ken, I was hoping for an empty arena game from either the NBA or from the NHL before everything got buttoned up, and it didn't happen. But, like, there's real consequence to that game, you know, if someone yes. wins or loses. Like, I do understand that, you know, within the WWE, if you win one of the big championships, you're considered, you know, one of the premier talents. You know, I do understand that there is something going for these athletes, but it also isn't of any consequence. And, like, not having a crowd, it would have been weird during a sports game. It's even weirder for wrestling. Like, at least you can kind of, I guess it's a little bit easier to gin up animosity during a sports game to me. Like, these, it's still killing me the amount of wrestlers playing to the crowd without there being a crowd.
Dude, okay. Can we please just talk about that now? I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
It's infuriating that they're doing that. And if I can't remember who, someone in AEW was doing that. And I think it might have been Cody Rhodes on commentary. He goes, who is he looking at? He just flatly calls it out. Like, what's he doing? And I was like, okay, that's pretty funny. Like, to call it out like that. And then, so I'm watching Raw, and I love the guy, but Aleister Black comes out, and he's, like, looking off to the side, and he's looking off, and I'm like, what's he doing? And then I guess, and I was trying to justify it, like, well, you know what, he's kind of intense, so maybe, you know, he's just trying to focus, get in the zone, blah, 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 that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then, did you see that dumbass promo by Becky Lynch?
Yeah.
The promo itself, what she says is fine. Who the fuck is she looking at? Everybody else is staring into the camera. Kevin Owens, Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar was looking into the camera. Undertaker, clearly looking in the camera. And she comes out talking to the ring. What the hell's going on? Like, pay attention. Just pay attention. Like, there's no reason for any of this to go on. You know, it'd be like you coming into the bathroom and then looking at the walls going, I'm here to do my business. Who the hell are you talking to? There's no one in here. Do your stuff and get done. Like, it's just, it's silliness.
Yeah, I didn't notice that about her promo.
Go back and watch it. There's a YouTube video of it. It is insanity. And, like, the NXT guys were doing that stuff. Like, the jobbers. Like, I love these four indie guys, or whoever these guys are, that are just getting slaughtered by the main roster guys. They're coming out, and, like, this is their big WWE debut moment, and they're like, yeah, looking left and right to the crowd. I'm like, asshole. Those are empty seats. That is cloth and metal. What are you looking at? Who are you expecting?
Yeah, because whoever Aleister Black dispatched of very quickly last night, yeah, he was kind of playing to the crowd. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it's just kind of know you're. Like, it's always funny, like, listen to the crowd. Okay, guys, why don't you fucking listen to the crowd now when there isn't one?
It is bonkers that somebody isn't back there saying, if you look at the crowd, you're never working again. Like, I know you're supposed to, it goes against your instincts, but for God's sake, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, and especially, like, it's one of those ones where it's just, like, the first, when it happens the first time or whatever, when it happened that first Monday without a crowd, I'm like, okay, maybe we'll get over it. And then, like, this is, like, the third set of tapings or something, and it's just like, guys, come on. Like, you need to have corrected this by now. Like, why is it taking this long? Like, I understand, you know, again, like, first week, maybe two. It's just like, I get it. Now, come on, people.
Yeah.
We've all had to adjust. You adjust, too.
Yeah. I guess mainly this is WWE doing this stuff, because AEW's kind of gotten around it. I don't know. Even they're doing like goofy stuff, but at least, all right.
Yeah,
them having the other wrestlers in the crowd when they could, I thought that was a cool idea. That really worked.
Yeah, Shahid brought that up as an idea a couple of weeks ago, and I agreed with it. But then, like, there are other things that AEW is doing that it just make my skin crawl. I'm like, why are there four people in a very small room that you're filming right now? Like, what the fuck is going on over there? Yeah. Or the 20-man battle royal with Lance Archer?
Archer now, yes.
Yeah. It's just like, guys, like, fucking seriously? Like, why am I still seeing this stuff? And, like, 6-man tag matches? I'm like, Like, my brain is short-circuiting right now. Like, why are you having so many of these?
They're in Florida. Yeah, I mean, they're in Florida. So I guess this is their way of getting around, like, any sort of possible restrictions.
Oh, well, right.
Playing with them. But, yeah. AEW, I think I said this last time we did the show, it's gotten worlds better. It honestly has. And, like, that's why, like, besides the obvious reasons, like, this whole thing kind of sucks, it's really kind of killed their momentum.
Oh.
It has absolutely destroyed NXT's momentum. Alright. That show's really weird now. And, but even they're doing it. And, like, the promos they cut, they're pausing for where they think the crowd would cheer. Or where they think they're supposed to. And then, I guess it turns out, I don't know how scripted NXT is, but Raw, obviously, we all know the pains of that, right?
Right.
Well, supposedly, some of the scripts they give the wrestlers actually have a dot, 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 where they're supposed to pause for a crowd reaction. Okay. Doesn't that go against, like, you having an instinct to do this or do this, you know? Well, if there's a person writing you the script that is handing you a script with the dot, dot, dots, shouldn't you be allowed to smack them in the face with the script and go, are you crazy? There's no one out there. Why am I pausing? For the people cheering at home? Are you insane?
Yeah, right now there should be no three dots in anyone's script. But there has been. Almost for sure. Because there have been a number of times where I'm like, why are you pausing here? Like, are you supposed to be soaking up the Becky chants right now just to throw out a name? You know what I mean? Like,
Yes. Seriously,
like, you know that no one's here. Like, and I mean, especially with the WWE, they have gone out of their way to record as much material as possible before Florida did finally get sucked into the stay-at-home situation.
Yeah, well, that's probably got a lot to do with the people going to the beaches, too. But that's a different subject. But, Yeah. And also, with WWE, like, why weren't, like, I'm guessing Raw wasn't live. You know what I mean? Like, I'm guessing all that was already recorded.
Oh, yeah, they keep on saying live, and I'm like, oh my god, I hope those people didn't have to go to the performance center just for that right now. Like, I hope that this has all been recorded.
Yeah, like I'm purposely trying to stay away from wrestling news, if you want to put it that way, whatever you want to call it. So I've been trying to avoid the Reddit, like anything like Figure Four, Wrestling Observer, any of that stuff. Because I asked Shahid the same thing. Like, it's very weird, but you're going to watch WrestleMania, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those. Yeah,
exactly.
What else, you know, we were talking about, what else do you have to do? Like, I'll pop it on.
True.
I'm not going to watch. I laughed that they announced that there is going to be a one-hour pre-show before both shows.
Oh, my God, really?
And I'm just like, are you just going to be Skyping the whole time? Like, what's going on here? Like, I don't watch those things anyway. Like, I might turn it on early just to get the WWE Network on and running before the WrestleMania part starts. But I don't care. I don't care normally. I care even less right now. I can't believe you can hear that from down in the basement.
Is she singing? or is that her wailing going, we're going to watch WrestleMania? No! It's like, I get it, but... Alright, I know why, but if you've already recorded WrestleMania, why are we still dragging this out over 2 days? Because right now the WWE Network is free. If I read it right or understand it right, you can get it for free. If you just download the app, you don't even have to sign in or anything. It's just free.
Yeah, well, that's one of those other things that if we could really talk about is the general interest, and now even by the WWE. To have, honest to God, I know that for the first few years here, the network, you've said, are they still called pay-per-views? The WWE is certainly pushing actual pay-per-view purchases this year.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of this. Yes, I saw that. Fight Network's carrying it. Your local cable people are carrying it. I'm going, if anyone in their right mind buys this, they should be injected with this virus with no medical help at all. Enough. Enough of these people. Enough of them slowing us all down. That is asinine. And I was like, well, some people don't have good internet. It's free on the goddamn network. Don't worry about it. You can just pause it, let everything catch up so you're not buffering. It's not that hard. Like, this is, that's insanity to me. And just wait until, what, a couple months from now when we get the numbers of the people who bought this on pay-per-view, and I'm just going to lose my shit all over again. Like.
Yeah.
How much is it? Do you know?
Was it $54.95, I think, was the number I saw thrown around?
Let's see.
And I'm just like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Like, because, I mean...
Do you get both days?
Huh?
Like, you know what I mean? Do you get both days? So is it $60 for both days, or is it $60 a day? What the hell is going on at your place?
I hope this is coming through on the show.
I can hear it. So, no, okay.
I forgot. She's watching Stranger Things down there, and she was telling me how scared she was of it for the first 3 episodes. So she must be freaking out about something that's going on. She's okay. Just watching the first season.
Have you seen Stranger Things?
No.
It's good. You'd like it. So, in case you were wondering.
Okay, well.
2, that show's not scary. That show's not scary at all.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm like. Kids watch this. This is like a family show. Like, why are you freaking out? Like, I was
No. All All right, you've misunderstood the show then. It's basically an 80s movie spread out. It's like a horror movie E.T., except it's not that scary.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's not a family show at all. No. Don't.
Well, I mean,
when you say family show, I'm talking like Family Matters or Full House or something like that. It's not like that at all. No.
Well, I feel like everyone that talks to me about it is watching it with their children, so I will defend my viewpoint that way.
Hmm. All right.
Or maybe it's just because everyone I shouldn't say everyone I know, but there is a maybe at least teenager vibe to a lot of the children that I know currently. So maybe that's part of the reason why it's on the they're able to watch Stranger Things.
Okay. All right. So wait, let's go. I don't want to lose this, but I want to come back.
Oh.
So WrestleMania is $29.99 each night.
Oh.
$30 each night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's funny. Like the one I'm reading says, why would anyone do this when you get a free month of the network for $10? And then, yeah, just, okay. So $30. Wow. And they're going to get it, too, which is just crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, that was something that, well, I think were you keeping track of how many people still bought pay-per-views directly after the network started airing them?
Yeah. I every time they put out their quarterly reports, I always go and look for that, yeah. And the numbers have not changed significantly. They have not changed. And it's just, and everyone comes up with it, well, you know, if you do this, you know what, you can buy it over your phone. You can watch it on your phone, too. And you get a 4G, whatever, 5G, wherever you're at. So it'll look pretty good. Like, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for this. So, I mean, not that some things are made to watch on a small screen, like a phone screen, but it's still a better alternative than paying $60. You know?
Yeah.
So, especially now when you can plug it into your TV, or you can cast it to your TV, or anything like that. And I know the joke's going to be, well, you know, these yokels, yeah, I get it, but... but yeah, this... I don't know, man. Like, it's funny. For some reason, this WrestleMania is too big for one night. And now they're trying to make it sound like they're never going to do it again. It's like, no, you need to do it again. And then also, why is it I guess for the pay-per-view audience, it has to be. Okay, I guess that answered my question.
Oh.
Why do we have to wait till 7 o'clock on Saturday? Just play it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. That's kind of like, oh, why do they wait to play the big college game until 8 o'clock every night or every week?
Yeah, but that's not recorded, though.
Oh, well.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, but I mean, aren't they pretending that everything is live at this point? Because I feel like they're pretending that there's no way that they're recording SmackDown. Because they do say live SmackDown. I'm like, nah, there's no way they're doing that, right? I guess that kind of leads back to that question.
Well, you can get around that as a technicality and say, well, yeah, it's live broadcast right now. As opposed to as opposed to a rerun or whatever they call them now, encore presentation. They call them now. So,
right.
I guess that answers my question. So they got to wait for the stiff to buy it on pay per view. But goddamn, yeah, it didn't really occur to me. They've already recorded all this stuff because I'm like, could you imagine if they didn't? And it was actually live, like really live, which I don't think you can do now. So it couldn't be. But they're making, like, Jesus Christ. They're making, like, Brock and Paul Heyman wait till the end of the show, till 11 o'clock to do that. Like, no, you can't. You can't do that. Like, there's no, Brock would be like, are you kidding me? So.
Yeah, have you lost your damn mind?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, man, the promos last night were really good. Like, Raw.
Yeah.
Taker was really good. Paul Heyman, of course, is really good. Who else was on there? Edge was good.
Just,
you know, pretty basic. But everything was good. Kevin Owens was real. I was very surprised by the Kevin Owens ones because they just showed him sitting in the corner. Like, he's not standing, none of that stuff. And it's like, you know what? That's actually kind of how it. Like, if no one's there, why are you standing? You're not worried about anyone seeing you. You're not trying to command an audience. So. He also just gets it anyways, so.
Oh.
For the most part, I have nothing positive but positive things to say about him. So. No surprise. But. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this is our, because we cannot do real WrestleMania previews. Like, I know I joked with you about doing one for every match, but that would be the most ridiculous promo ever, or podcast ever, if we actually did one for every show, or every match.
Well, especially knowing that the spoilers are out there, right? And we're sitting here predicting stuff where the results are already there. Like, if you look, they're there. I haven't, but just, I guess part of that would be funny, but then it's just an utter waste of time as well. I mean, now, like, we've got, you know, a barn burner of ideas going on right now anyways, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but not to hijack you, but, so you guys have Netflix? Or are you using someone else's account?
It doesn't
matter. It means you have Netflix.
Oh, yeah, really. Melissa, I don't know if she's continuing to pay for it or not. I know she got a free trial to watch something. Oh, to watch Witcher.
Oh, did you watch that? That was very good.
I did not watch that. She did. Because two of her girlfriends talked her into watching it. So, I would think that she's had it long enough that she had to have at least paid for a month.
Okay.
Longer subscription. So, yeah, it would appear as if we probably have it. Because, I mean, I guess that is kind of the other funny thing. Like, despite, like, Raw being a lot of filler, like, I haven't... Well, I guess the weekends were still a little more... There's a little more time to watch stuff than normal. Yeah. So, but during the week, I guess because the job is still intact, there isn't a whole lot of extra watching stuff, like at least during the weekday days. I buzzed through a bit of Raw last night. Well, no, I think I actually watched the whole thing and just played catch up during commercials.
I have not seen a live episode of any wrestling show. Maybe AEW. But even then, I'm like, I can't do it. This is boring. So I need to be able to fast forward. So we start watching something else. And that's actually... Yeah. I was going somewhere else, but I forgot I wanted to ask you this. So, like, I know you just said you probably watched Raw. But, like, right now, like, with them not being a central viewing at all... And I know WrestleMania is coming up, so I guess Raw and SmackDown should be, but they just don't feel like it. It doesn't have the same feel. It's starting to free up, like, my Monday. And then my Wednesdays get freed up, too, and I'm like, is this, like, how many more people are going to be doing that? Like, I haven't seen ratings, so I don't know if they're, like, really low or if they're maintaining or even higher. People are just curious about it. But is this like going to be a shift where people are like, you know what? This isn't that good, and I don't need to go back.
It's a possibility. I mean, I already felt like by doing away with the blog post that freed up a lot of time. Like, me watching Raw just has a different feel to it since I can get other things done during that time period.
Absolutely.
I guess I just don't think, I feel like it's kind of been the case for a while. Like, the blog thing in general is almost dead.
Yeah, like, yeah.
you know, you either have a, like, kind of a fully functional site that a lot of people come to, or it's just a lot of podcasting and maybe some video content. We've definitely skewed more towards the podcasting, just end of things, which is fine, but where the hell was I going? Oh, yeah, because you were talking about the getting away from wrestling. Like, I guess I'll still watch it when it comes back. Like, it'll be interesting to see what happens, I guess, because I can't imagine that the WWE has much more recorded, because I think Chris said that they have, like, a post-Raw or post-WrestleMania Raw and SmackDown recorded.
Yes.
But after that, like,
out until, like, the middle of April.
Yeah, like, at some point, like, especially, like, you know, I know that Virginia RE is closed up until June 10th. Pennsylvania's the end of April. Like, you're going to run out of material at some point. Like, that's why I really didn't blame the WWE for going, hey, we don't normally show WrestleMania stuff on TV, so this is what we're going to do in the meantime.
Yeah.
Like, if you have that catalog, and obviously AEW does not have any catalog really to speak of, you know, it's easy for the WWE to pull that out, so I don't blame them for doing it, but they're going to have to air other stuff like that here probably sooner rather than later, because they are going to run out of this pre-taped stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think the hope is that they have, you know, there's enough time. Like, I don't know. Like, so Florida, are they doing the stay-at-home thing then?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know when that ends? Just off the top of your head?
No.
Well, they're going to have to hope that, you know, it's over by the time they run out of this content. I mean, unless they start getting creative and come up with new ways of doing things. But from everything I've seen, none of these, and this goes across all forms of entertainment, nobody seems prepared for any of this. And, I mean, I guess how can you? But my point here is, so, are you still watching The Walking Dead, by the way?
Oh, no.
Okay, I will tell you this. The last 4 to 5 episodes of that show have been like the old days. It's been very good.
Oh, okay.
It's been very good. So, well, you know, they did The Talking Dead afterwards, right? Well, what's his name? Chris Hardwick. He's the guy that hosted.
Yeah.
His entire career resurgence is based off of entertainment and media. Well, after one week's episode, they didn't have the show because, you know, they couldn't have a studio audience, all that stuff. Okay, I understand that. You have 2 weeks, essentially. Maybe the call was made late, so a week. Give them a week, whatever. So the following week, they do Talking Dead. And they're all at home talking, you know, through Skype or whatever, Zoom meeting, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And they're all talking into their laptop cameras. And it looks like crap. It sounds like crap. And I'm sitting here saying, wait a second. This is what you guys do. How the hell are you sitting here? I'm supposed to watch a show, which I don't watch it anyways. But it was just on. And I'm like, are they really doing this? It'd be like a video presentation that an amateur podcaster would do, but that this is on AMC, a major network, with a guy who created an entire podcasting network. How the hell do you not have better equipment for this? Especially by now. You know, get a regular USB camera for your laptop. It will look 1,000 times better than your laptop camera. That's how it works. And it's not just like, that's just the example. I've seen it with different news stuff. Other programs are doing the same thing. And even WWE Backstage, all of them were doing the same thing. And it's like, come on. You're presenting a product that looks and sounds subpar. And you're doing it on purpose. Like, I don't, maybe it's contracts. They can't just say, hey, we're not doing it. but don't do it. Don't do it until it's at least a little bit better looking. And this is coming from the guy who likes grittier stuff anyways. I like grittier stuff. I don't like looking at trash. So there's a huge difference there. But
yeah, there is.
Yeah. But yeah, just it was mind-boggling to see this stuff. But I mean, I guess maybe by contract I got to put the stuff out, but it's just silliness to me. So
agreed.
Yeah, but oh, the reason I was asking about Netflix is I don't even know how long we've been going. So
more than long enough to stop at any time we want to.
Okay, well, let's wrap up on this. You have Netflix. You have to watch Tiger King. I know you've seen the memes, and you're probably like, what the hell is this?
What is it?
It's called Tiger King.
Tiger King?
Yes. How the hell have you not heard this?
I do a pretty good job of shutting the world out.
Dude, so do I. It is everywhere. And it is... it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And the fact that it's all real... and yes, it's a documentary. It's a... like, how many was it? 7 episodes? 8 episodes? They go by fast. The first one's a little slow. And then after that, it's like a rocket takes off. And you're just like... one, these people exist. Two, this world they live in exists in a much bigger scale than you know. And then all the shenanigans and goings on behind it are crazy. And I think Melissa will get into it. And the one thing that – don't worry when they say there's animal harm in it. They don't show any abuse of any animals. Like no physical abuse or any of that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
It is entirely worth it. So Netflix has got a lot of good stuff, which is what we're starting to discover, which is why I brought up the whole leaving wrestling behind thing. Like, there's other stuff out there that I'm already paying for, you know, that I'm ignoring to watch something I'm mildly amused with now. You know, when it's back to normal, at best, I'm mildly amused right now. So... That's where that was going. But
yeah, the WWE had not been on its best run as of late.
No.
That is for sure. Even leading into this WrestleMania season before everything went to hell in a handbasket, it wasn't the best build to start with. I mean, I guess there is some intrigue about Drew McIntyre, but... that's another one where, and I'm fine, you know, going out this way too. Like him getting a big win over Brock Lesnar to possibly end WrestleMania is going to be really weird without a crowd. To go back to that theme,
absolutely, absolutely. And I think he even said it's like when they were talking about it that it's tainting his WrestleMania moment. You know, like he's made it very clear how hard he worked to get back to this. Like this is his dream, and the dream's coming true. And now, you know, win or lose, there's no one there to celebrate it with. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's no cheers for him.
So. Yeah, yeah. So, well, we'll find out.
Yes, we will. Since neither of us looked at spoilers, we are a spoiler-free podcast, and I don't know, we might have another one, maybe not you and I, but I was going to talk to Christoph about maybe doing another one after SmackDown on Friday. We shall see if that actually occurs or not. So, yeah, that's a hat to Frango Levin's plans. There should be an OPA in different houses yet again coming later this week. You know, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and we'll try to get other places. So that's at Stunt Granny, and I can let you send yourself out.
Wow, all right, I thought you were in it. All right, gang, thanks for listening. Kevin already covered the other stuff. We watched stuff was posted yesterday, Shahid and I catching up after a 2-week break, and now that we're he's not doing stay at home, but or staying home, I don't believe, but Yeah, so we should all be able to provide a lot of what they call content in the biz, which I realize we're a part of. So, thanks for listening, and talk to you later.